Interstellar distances can take a bit to travel. Sometimes it takes hours and hours, even for the gate drive on your just slightly out-of-date ship, to get you where you're going. You've had to avoid roaming pirates, choose your stopping points carefully. You've been quite devoted to planning out your course after this, retrieving your inheritance by finding the worlds where various probes sent out by your father have landed. You notice as you finally cement your plans when you arrive to the next world. Well, you notice a faint sound coming from the bunk room toward the aft of the ship. Slick, wet, rhythmic, slick, slick, sliding, very wet, obscenely, obviously sexual noises. This is when you realize that, fortunately, you don't have to bear the distance alone, because you think what you hear is the sound of the needy Galoshin in her bunk in the back room. You took the gelatinous girl on board when you first got the ship. You think what you're hearing is the sound of her. Well, only one way to find out for sure. Rising from your relatively comfortable pilot's chair, you walk to the back bunk room. The pneumatic door slides open to reveal. On her bunk, well, in it, because it's really more like a slightly padded, stain-proof bathtub, is the green, semi-gelatinous shape of Selyse, your Galoshian companion. This fluid-hungry girl isn't too bright, but she is horny, kind, hospitable, caring in her own way, and relentlessly loyal. Defeating her in lust-based combat and feeding her fill of your sexual fluids earned her loyalty, and she's been very efficient in helping you relieve any sexual frustration during the long interstellar night. Except, you've been so focused on reclaiming your inheritance and planning your route, plus the aforementioned dodging of space pirates, that you've been sleeping alone, sleeping hard, getting up, working out, and going back to work. This all goes to say that you see she has risen enough of a head and big enough breasts and two arms that she can play with her colossal, bouncing green jugs while her other hand fingers a fully manifested, visible, well-outlined pussy, rubbing her thumb across her clit, somewhere in the gelatinous puddle that is her lower body. Her long hair appears silky and soft, but you know it would also be slightly sticky and wet to the touch, like the rest of her. She doesn't always form her body except when she's trying to seduce. She could be recording it on the ship's computer to watch herself later, but you think it's probably more likely that the show is actually for you, especially based on the way her slightly lighter green eyes are fixated. They're pupil-less, they shine slightly, her eyelashes are long, dripping only a little bit. Since you've been fucking and feeding her regularly, she's seemingly practiced forming very detailed and alluring body shapes, or perhaps remembered how. For she had been doing it for a long time before. You wonder how long she was left to hibernate in that storehouse you found her in, actually. But you wonder very little when you notice some of the aforementioned details. Her fingers are tweaking nipples you see are erect and pebbly, positioned on ridiculous E-cup porn star tits that jiggle more than should be possible. But of course her species can make their body do almost anything. One hand to torment her tits, and the other pushing fingers in and out of a formed pussy below, over and over, pistoning movements in an over-soaked goo-girl sex that responds so well. It must be for your benefit, because you know she can easily manifest her pussy anywhere, so the alluring arm down the front of her body framed by her big tits look must be all for you. She's even developing hips, which she squirms back and forth, squeezing her thighs around her hand, which she suddenly has. Thighs. So her pussy is concealed slightly now. She's drooling from her mouth as well. The drool's a very slightly lighter green. Her body is wicking it back up because Galoshians never waste moisture if they can help it. But they especially never waste sexual fluid-derived protein, and her eyes are therefore fixed between your legs. You're wearing comfortable, loose-fitting shorts and not much else. And your body, conditioned as it is during the long time between planets, is sheening with slight sweat from the overly warm bunk room, and also with your muscles showing, she begs silently. If she weren't so turned on, she might be more seductive in her words, in her deeds, but it doesn't seem like those luscious plump lips can even form words right now. She bucks and shivers. You know she's achieved an orgasm or something close enough to one. Her fingers only move faster in response, though. Nothing else you can do. You're gonna have to please your horny goo girl. She whimpers with gratitude when you approach her bunk. You know better than to climb right in, because she'd engulf you, sliding inside of you and out, kissing you as she sucked every bit of your spare fluids up in sexual frenzy. It might be lovely, but you have things to do later. So just now, instead, you walk to the edge of her bunk. She slides up on the side of the padded space, her hands eagerly clutched on the rim, no longer fingering herself. Her huge tits hang over that edge, her mouth wide open, long green tongue extended. Leaning forward, leaning toward you, eagerly, hands clutching, tits bouncing in the open air, just ahead of her hands, so only her tits, head, and hands are out of the tub, leaning a full foot outside of it, and toward you on approach. You pause with her face right next to your crotch, grip her hair, it is soft, it is silky, and pull her face against you, rubbing her head between your legs. She can sense your arousal, and so this must be a sensory overload. She shivers and lets out some incomprehensible moan. Her hands grip tighter. You see them twisting, twitching. She wants to reach out. She wants to grab hold of you, pull you to her, perhaps pull your shorts out of the way. But all she does is let you steer her face, rubbing back and forth. You feel your shorts getting wet from exposure to her. She is licking the outside. But she's being patient. She's being good. How could you do anything other than reward her? You pull your shorts down out of the way. Your cock springs free right in front of her face. She leans forward. Both hands cup your balls reverently. Her mouth opens, that tongue extends, and she captures the head of your cock. It slides inside, the unique feeling of the goo girl's mouth. Her tongue really sticks to your cock, and as she can reform her throat to anything, it's a lot more like fucking a pussy than it is a throat, but still, she swallows. She moves the tongue in there. She simulates everything possible. And of course, there's no possibility of hitting teeth, because everything in her mouth is soft, malleable, pliable, sticking to your cock. She bobs her head. You see her long green tresses bouncing. You grip her. And, knowing that she likes it that way, you begin to thrust in and out, your hardness thrusting into her mouth, pushing back. She's drooling ever more. She doesn't care as much about retaining moisture, about keeping coherence of her form, when the promise of your cum is on the cusp of her mind. You thrust back into her throat, far as you can. She gurgles cheerfully around your length as her slobbering attention turns more and more intense. Her hands slip off your balls, letting them fall free. Although they do linger in her hand just one moment. She squeezes, thinking of your churning cum. You can see it in her eyes. Then her hands are on your ass, squeezing, pulling you in, helping you thrust harder. You push so hard that you can see the changes in her throat as she sucks and sucks behind the wall of her deeply sunk bunk. There is a hand between her legs, slickly sliding fingers in and out. You can hear her pussy squeezing, and you can see the obvious signs of her arousal rising, orgasm approaching. You fuck her throat hard as she rubs your ass, her hands trailing sometimes back to your balls. There's some level of reverence and worship around your cock, because whenever you squirt your cum, a primal need and literal hunger in her is satisfied, but also just sexual desire. She's horny. There's a drive in her to always be turned on, to always be craving and desiring you, and it manifests in the way that she slides her head on to your cock, always on. If you want any removal of your cock from her throat, you have to pull back. Otherwise, she's just sliding forward, forward, her lips going right to the base and sucking there, just forming an O around the base of your cock, with all of you inside of her mouth. She's drawing hot breath in through her nose, which does pass past your cock. Some rerouting inside of her creates a vacuum seal as she morphs her throat to squeeze with pleats that are precise, dexterous, capable of bringing pleasure continuously. You're still fucking her throat, thrusting away as she sucks, as she slathers and slobbers. You move your hands to grab her breasts and pinch her nipples hard. Her throat seizes suddenly. Instead of a pliable, soft sleeve, it becomes firmly, rigidly, squeezingly tight as she almost comes. Whenever she has a climactic reaction, her whole body does seize and squeeze and become for a moment a little firmer. You keep pinching her nipples. She's a little more used to it and less surprised, but her throat still occasionally swallows a few extra times, sending vibrations from the tip of you to the base. You enjoy the feel of her big tits in your hands. They are impossibly easy to press, to change the shape of, to push around. They're surprisingly dense, however, and heavy in your hands. You know she can change that weight, but the fluid weight of them makes them jiggle. It's really, really an appealing tactile sensation in your hands. Not that you can focus that much on it, with her giving you a loving and dedicated blowjob, sucking your cock deep as she can into her throat, and whenever you pull out, she just waits for the thrust back in, extending her tongue, which can become very long, along the underside of your cock, wrapping it around in a corkscrew, so when you pull out of her mouth, her tongue comes with, still attached to your cock, still pulsing, stroking, almost as firmly and precisely as any hand would. Eventually, however, you pull all the way out. She desperately sucks at the head of your cock, sucking, pulsing, trying to keep it in, but when you pull free, she looks up at you with puppy dog eyes, begging. Turn around, you tell her. Her eyes go wide. She spins. She doesn't actually move most of her body. It's more like her arms, her tits, her head recede back into the mass of gelatinous goo in the tub, and then face the other way out of the bunk toward the wall. And then her whole body shifts, shivers. She slides so that her ass is slipping off the edge, her feet planted on the ground. She's leaning over the tub now, her hands on the back wall, opposite you, the wall over the bunk, her ass, her pussy on display, her feet on the floor. You see her form, her slender abdomen, and her huge breasts hanging down. So instead of the puddle of goo she was, before your very eyes, she forms, with some effort, a very top-heavy, curvy shape. Her ass is amazing, and the cheeks very slightly parted. You see her puckered hole above, and you see her dripping pussy below. Her clit is quite engorged and huge. She's no longer touching it, but she was a minute ago, and you know she just kept whatever proportions she was pleasuring, given her tendency to make her pussy extra sensitive when she wants to give off a slutty and seductive air. You know she's still going to be quite vulnerable down there, all her nerve endings packed into one part of her shape-shifting body. So you waste no time plunging your cock into her pussy, reaching underneath, and beginning to rub her clit. Her entire body shivers, as though some rippling earthquake were running through her form. Before your very eyes, she slumps down until her face is down in the bottom of the bunk, and she's bent impossibly over the edge, the rim of it. But her feet stay firm on the ground, and her pussy certainly stays hot, tight, firm around your cock as you thrust in, so deep, with so much force that, again, the jiggling fuckquake moves through her. She squeezes hard. Your cock can barely move. You have to pull, and her pussy pulls against your cock. Her butt backs up as she tries to follow, but you eventually manage to pull just a little bit out, which is what you needed to do to thrust back in, and she is the very opposite when you're thrusting in. When you're pushing into her pussy as deep as you can go, her whole body welcomes you in, draws you forward. She's rubbing her big tits, slumped nervelessly as she is, down into the tub, her face down where she surely can't see anything, though you're not quite sure how she senses things. One thing she does sense immediately is your hard thrusting into her pussy, wetly forcing her juices out, having them dribble along you, and the rubbing of her clit. It's all been enough to stimulate you, and you're starting to leak pre-cum into her. You hear her pussy noisily slurping, wicking it up, some part of her just absorbing any and all sexual fluids, which she's a very efficient furnace for. You're going to come in her. You know, now that you're inside, it would just be wrong to not squirt your hot seed in her and have her absorb it. So you start to thrust hard enough that the shape-shifting girl in front of you pushes every bit of her mass to her huge tits, growing them larger so you can see when you look down. That actually pushes her up off the bottom of the tub, so large they've grown. And she rubs them. They could be every bit as sensitive as her clit, for all you know. And speaking of, you don't let up on your stimulation, continuous as it is, fucking in and out of her. Her insides change constantly, especially once you're leaking pre-cum, and she knows that with sufficient stimulation you'll spurt a full load. She wants it. Please, please. She's begging for it. She's been waiting so long for it. More. Yes. Fuck, stud. Yeah. She's begging for it. She wants it inside of her. She wants you to come in her. In anyone else, it would be a breeding urge, an impregnation desire, but in her, it's pure, simple, and true. It's hunger. She desires for you to come in her so she can drink up your cum with her body and feel filled and fulfilled. Oh, it'll make her orgasm. It always does. It'll hook her even more, bring her loyalty in. She's quite happy with it, and she can be dominant in her own right when she's craving. But in her current state of hunger, her pussy is just thrilled to have you in it. The walls are clenching tight to your cock so that moving in and out when you can get enough strength to pull out a few inches and go back in really presses every button she has. Yeah. She lets out desperate, whining gasps when you go deep. And rubbing her clit continuously throughout has caused her pussy to reward you with continuous spasms. You reach forward, grip her shoulders, reach down, find her hands, take them in yours, and pull backward. This allows her to lever her entire body up until eventually none of her is down in the tub. You're pulling her up, up, and now she's leaning back with her pussy sliding right onto your cock with the gravity of it, her huge tits making her bend forward. But you've pulled her into a standing position onto the legs that were outside of the tub, impossibly flexibly raising up, and you keep her arms restrained. So she can no longer rub her breasts, no longer touch herself, and you're not touching her clit, just filling her with your cock. The desperate, needy sounds that emerge from her change when finally, with a hard thrust aided by the gravity of her falling down on it, you push your cock inside and begin to squirt, spurt, filling her body with your cum, filling her pussy with your cum. You hear the slurping, suck. Vacuum-sealed sound. She moans, throws her head back, tossing her hair wildly, and climaxes, her pussy sucking up, drinking up every drop of escaped fluid, every drop of your cum being absorbed by her, drank into her. She just moans a wordless, long cry of orgasmic delight after her long hunger. You are satisfying, yes, satisfying her. As she moans, as her body squeezes and clamps down, you enjoy the feeling of her pussy shaping itself to perfectly fit your cock and then milking the entire thing with impossible internal movement, with the grace only a shapeshifter's pussy could deliver, like fingers inside milking, like tongues licking, switching textures moment to moment. But the only thing that's assured is that all your cum squirting out into her is being sucked away, stored, enjoyed to fill and fulfill her hunger. A hunger that's going to grow stronger next time. You know how this goes. You've been watching this happen over and over. You know that before long she's going to want you to fuck her again. So you decide to make it last, still holding her arms to keep her from touching herself, although you know she could break free. She won't. You begin hammering her pussy, sliding her forward, pushing, propelling her, and then pulling her right back. She begins to bounce with a strange elasticity. She looks over her shoulder at you, her mouth open, frozen open, shocked, gasping, staring at you wordlessly as you fuck her And she comes harder. You rub around the little bit of your cum still left inside the passage you're fucking. You know it's all being sucked away. So you clench and try to push just a little bit more out, even a few extra drops from your climax. Your cock is shivering, pulsing. Your balls are pulled up taut against it, and her fluids are flowing out and coating the shaft, coating your balls, dripping to the floor below, making a mess you know she'll clean up later. As you fuck deep as you can, keeping yourself hard through clenching your muscles, trying to hammer out more of a memorable melody on her brain. Through fucking her pussy, you let go of her arm. She slumps forward over the tub, gasping. You reach down and begin rubbing her clit, pinching it, knowing she's climaxing from the way her pussy is moving rhythmically, unintentionally, constantly. Rubbing her clit just makes it tighter, hotter. You slip your other hand up and smack one of her ass cheeks hard. There's a wet sound, and some fluid does fly off from her form, but she feels the impact enough that she raises her head and stares straight ahead, arching her neck back, tongue extended. As you fuck deep and continue to slap her ass, punctuating your thrusts, making her really feel and remember, and you continue until your cock starts to flag and lose its hardness. As you reach out, rub the hair on top of her head, and slowly pull your cock back, her pussy relinquishes it this time. We'll have to do this again, soon, you say. You let it out, all the cum inside of her, and you see the way she shivers, anticipating what you meant by soon, and happy that she's not going to have to endure without quite so long next time. You see her nodding, smiling, and then she begins to dissolve back into her base form, flowing into the tub. Her head, her breasts, although you get a good look at them before they vanish. Her pussy, full of your cum, is in there somewhere, and you can hear the faint sound when you do walk out and close the door, of her slickly masturbating all over again. As you find your way to the shower to clean off, and to try and bed down a now reforming erection.